I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a
soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
St. Padre Pio says, pray, hope, and don't worry. Worry is useless. God is merciful, and he will hear your prayer. The Terry and Jesse Show, Holy Hour of Power, two Catholics with PhDs in common sense. We are not right versus left, we're right versus wrong, and I am on duty today. Terry, are you?
Yes, I'm on duty, brother, for a battle for my soul and for my country. And Jesse, today's show is going to be fantastic. The quote from Fulton Sheen is outstanding. We're going to be talking about the New York mayor, de Blasio, how he is discriminating against us as Christians in his city there. Also, really interesting, the Attorney General William Barr saying that foreign actors are trying to basically control us with these protests and win over through communism, really is what it comes down to. And the third topic we're going to hit is beautiful at the end. We're going to lift you up with a beautiful prayer. I guarantee you want to wait till the end to hear this one. A prayer to the Virgin Mary against the spirits of darkness. How appropriate. And Jess, the good news is, I think, that President Trump's tweet came out and said that Archbishop Vigano's open letter was published by LifeSite News. It got to President Trump, and he sent it to a couple million people. So I think that's really good.
He
really
wants people to read it.
Yeah, he does. He told people to read it. And Jess, I just want to remind everybody, because we're going to be talking, did you know that, and I hope you do know this, that Black Lives Matter supports abortion, homosexuality, and anti-family agenda? LifeSite News has all that. The reason I bring it up constantly, Jess, so many people are duped in the highest levels of our church thinking that, well, Black Lives Matter is good because it's against discrimination. Yeah, wait a minute. What else are they against? I'm all against discrimination, but I'm not against I'm against abortion, homosexuality, all these things that are immoral, but Black Lives Matter, they support these things. So I think people need to know all that, Jess. But before we get into all of the show, those are all our teasers, let's open up our Bible for the gospel of today at Holy Mass.
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 7 to 13.
Yep.
Here goes. Jesus said to the 12, as you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic or sandals or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house with it, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Two things I want to mention right here. A lot of people take this verse and say, see, I can drive out demons. Let's look at the context and the tradition of the church.
Yep.
The power to drive out demons was given to the apostles, ergo their successors. So every bishop, whether they know it or not, and some of them don't know it, they have the full power of exorcism in their diocese. They have the power of an apostle to drive out demons. That's the context. So don't go to your parish basement on Tuesday night and set up, you know, Charlie's deliverance team and go over there and start laying hands on people and acting like a priest. What's going to end up happening is you're going to end up being retaliated by demons, because demons know you're not a priest.
They'll laugh.
They know you have no authority.
Yep.
And so when you step out of your lane of authority, your sacramental construct will be attacked by the diabolical. Amen. And your children. And so, well, some people may say, well, Jess, well, then how do I defend myself, you know, based on the promises of Jesus Christ, if I'm a baptized Catholic? It's simple, okay? I want you to hear this, is important. Anybody, and this is taught by Father Ripperger, Father Gabriel Amorth, Father Antonio Fortea, Father Monsignor John Essef, oldest exorcist in the country. anybody can demand, can command, excuse me, demons in relation to yourself. I can drive them out from my own body through prayer and fasting. Terry can drive them out from his own body. Mm-hmm. That's the criteria. Or you can drive out the diabolical if you're the head of the house from your wife and your children. That's the way it works.
The order.
But for the hardcore stuff, you need the institutional Catholic Church to bear their weight, the gravitas of the church's 2,000-year-old power over the diabolical, especially if it's a diabolical possession. At the end of this gospel, it says, if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to it. Obviously, our Lord Jesus Christ is calling us to make a judgment about a house that we enter. If this house is a godly house or an ungodly house, we're called to make that judgment based on the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, if you like exegesis on the diabolical, don't miss my show, Jesus 911, because that's what I do Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Especially on Wednesdays, we go into high-level Catholic spiritual warfare with instructors of exorcism every Wednesday here on Virgin Most Powerful. Terry?
Well, Seton, that's nowhere else you're going to find that.
Nowhere.
Hey, Jess, I just want to mention that I'm going to bring Bishop Sheen into the room through that locomotive. Full Sheen ahead. This is going to be so appropriate for our show today about social responsibility. Here's what Bishop Sheen says. It is not true to say the way I conduct my own life is nobody's business. Does that sound familiar in our culture?
Mm. Turn on the television.
Yep. Nobody's business but mine. Or it harms no one else. Here's what Bishop Sheen does. He uses a great strategy. Asks a question. Could you throw a stone in the sea without causing ripples, which would affect even the most distant shores? How then do we think our moral actions can be devoid of social repercussions? Jesse, that says it all about where we're at today. We've been, and for 50 years, our morals have gone down south, and the effects of it, we're feeling it today. That's my take.
I'll make it simpler.
Yeah, simpler. Good.
In the West,
yeah,
we're replacing Christianity with communism.
There you go.
That's exactly what's happening. I'll say it again. In the West, what you see right now in these riots across the country, we are replacing the gospel of Jesus Christ, Christianity, with communism. And if anybody out there, if you're complaining about what's happening, like I am, but you're not praying the rosary every day, you have no room to complain.
That's right.
You have no room to complain. Unless you're praying the rosary every day, because there was two assignments given to the church to stop the spread of communism. Two assignments by Our Lady of Fatima. The popes, a pope to consecrate Russia to Our Lady of Fatima, specifically by name. That's their job. That's their job description. Our job description is pray the daily rosary and live the Fatima message, which essentially means to live in a state of grace. That's our job. So as a lay Catholic, if you're not praying the daily rosary and you're not living in a state of grace, you have no room to complain.
Jesse, it's real simple. You want to be on Team Jesus or the other guy down south? We don't. It's a simple thing. Jess, I also want to invite people, two things. Friday's show, Father Murr's coming, and the title of the show is Christ or Chaos. And we're going to be talking about those very things you just mentioned. Also, Jesse Romero, Ruben Nava, and Tim Gordon are going to be here, and I'm going to actually be there too, for the Catholic Men's Conference on the computer, on your app, or on YouTube. I'm going to be giving, I just stepped into this, but I'm going to give a talk on fatherhood and give some real practical aspects of what dad needs to do to keep the kids Catholic and to be engaged with them. So it's going to be a how-to talk that I'll give at the end of the conference. Jesse, what are you going to be talking on at this conference, brother?
Terry, I think there's an old saying that goes, I forget what author said this, if the rejection of God, if you reject God,
yeah,
you'll accept anything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And that's what we're seeing right now. Ultimately, this is Marxism that's being implemented in the West. The rejection, the denial of God leaves a vacuum, and what enters? Anarchy and chaos.
Yep.
So as Catholic men, our job is we have to make sure that we're living like believers of the one true God and living this within our household. And a lot of our kids, they are attacked, Terry, in the big universities time. And even in high schools.
Yep.
There is no God. I'm going to deal with some of the teen objections
Excellent.
For fathers on how you can demonstrate simple ways the existence of God. And if you can unlock that understanding in your teen, they're going to say, wow, this is reasonable. I never heard this before, Dad. Wow, I didn't know that Albert Einstein, the greatest scientist that ever lived, believed in God. I didn't know about Louis Pasteur, the inventor of pasteurized milk. I didn't know he was a practicing Catholic.
Very devout.
So I'm going to give you some information that's going to be helpful to you to share with your young people about the fact that it is reasonable to believe that God exists. And once you believe that, it starts restoring order in your family and in your household.
Awesome. That's at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, the 13th of June. Just go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org to sign up for that. Also, Steve Ray will be doing a virtual pilgrimage to the Holy Land, right? Using us here, the computer and the app. He'll be teaching you much about the Holy Land and why it's significant. Go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org to sign up for that also. When we come back, yes, we want to share about persecution in New York. What's going on there in New York that is so bad? But again, it's our Catholic moment to stand up for Jesus. We'll be right back with much more on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Don't turn that dial. Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you.
Jesus said in Luke 17, "When you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have only done our duty.'" According to St. John of the Cross, God is pleased with the little deeds we do in secret. He takes more pleasure in these than in a multitude of grand works that we may do out of the desire to be seen by others. May God help us to do the things that please Him, and not just to appear great in the eyes of others.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Can you believe this? Are you appalled?
I am.
New York City Mayor de Blasio protests essential but not religion. He says protests are essential, but religion is not essential. Yep. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said Tuesday that ongoing protests in the city of New York merit exceptions to the coronavirus regulations. He says, while religious services do not. The mayor's remarks have drawn criticism from the New York's archdiocese.
I hope so.
I'm glad that they responded. So the New York archdiocese said this. When you see a nation, an entire nation simultaneously grappling with an extraordinary crisis seated in 400 years of American racism, again, stoking the flames, the archdiocese there. I'm sorry, that is not the same question as the understandably aggrieved store owner or the devout religious person who wants to go back to services.
Yeah.
De Blasio said at a June 2nd press conference. Okay, that was De Blasio saying, not the diocese. He says, while defending his policy of allowing mass protests while continuing to restrict religious gatherings during the pandemic. So, in other words, I guess the reason that there's racism and hatred and riot.
Jesse, we just lost you, but I want to just say this, that de Blasio's daughter also was arrested Saturday along with 100 protesters. Nepotism is when you treat your daughter or your son or relative in a different way. I see this as nepotism also, that he's telling the demonstrators that they can do what they want for as long as they want, whenever they want to do it. And I find that reprehensible, and I won't stand for it. And I'm glad that the archdiocese is complaining, because they need to complain. And Jesse, public masses in the Archdiocese of New York had been suspended since March, you know, for the preventing of the spread of the virus. Churches in the city are open for private prayer, which is good, but not public masses for even less than 10 or fewer people. And here's the kicker that really upsets me, Jesse, and that is that they will put people in jail for people going to church and breaking this, you know, curfew. But the people who are going in the protests, they're saying, no, they're immune to this law. See, I think it's called selective engineering when it comes to who's at the wrong at the law, who's going to be enforcing the law on who. See, I'm against discrimination big time, okay? I have something in common with Black Matters, because I say discrimination is wrong. I don't agree with all the other stuff they say. But here it is. It seems like the mayor, de Blasio, is doing exactly that. He's discriminating against not just Catholics, all Christians, Muslims, Jews. He had a big event where there were thousands of people at a funeral. And he just told them, hey, you know what? You guys got to stop doing this or I'm going to arrest you. And man, I'll make even a threat of closing you down for good. Who the heck does he think he is? The mayor of New York is attacking any moral code from any religion. And I find that reprehensible. And I think we need to write to him, complain to him. And to be honest with you, I won't go to New York. I wouldn't want to be in that environment. I don't know about you. But the bottom line is the diocese is at least coming out and complaining about this. And they should be complaining, because their point is that the public health department said that we're not going to let the churches open till phase one, and that's June 8th, so it just took place. New Yorkers are being instructed to wear a mask, okay, maintain 6 feet. What about the marchers? No, they don't have to wear a mask. They don't have to do squat other than
protest. Hypocrisy.
It is hypocrisy. Jesse, you're back. I lost you. So I was just pointing out the hypocrisy of it, Jess, that they're willing to arrest people who break the law going to church, but those who break the law when they want to do protests, they're immune to the law. That just makes no sense.
Terry, the reason that there's racism and hatred and rioting is because people don't know God.
Yeah.
That's what the Catechism says. It says all moral deviations in a society is because people do not know God. Paragraph 2087.
There you go.
And also, I'll tell you why we have all this anarchy and rioting. Because people don't live by the golden rule.
Yep.
And that's taught by our Lord Jesus Christ and the Catholic Church.
Amen.
Because the liberals took down, through a U.S. Supreme Court fiat, They took down the Ten Commandments from all public schools in 1980. And I'll tell you, Terry, what's the antidote against racism? It's the Catholic Church.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Universal Church.
Yeah. If you go to other parts of the country, big cathedrals and stuff, you'll see people from all walks
of life. That's right.
Praying to the one true God.
Got it.
And that reminds me that the church in heaven is going to be totally Catholic. In Revelation chapter 7, it says that the saints in heaven come from every tribe, tongue, and nation and race as they worship God day and night. That's Catholic. The Catholic Church is the antidote to racism. And if you want to get historical here, remember, the Emancipation Proclamation, let's get a little bit historical, written by Abraham Lincoln. He was a Republican. And why did he issue this Emancipation Proclamation? Because he disagreed with the Democrats who started slavery in this country. That's a fact of history.
Jesse, let me jump in. Who was the Ku Klux Klan's party? What was that, the Republican or Democrat? Can you straighten me out on that one?
Well, I'm looking here right at the encyclopedia online.
Yeah.
It says, for over 150 years, blacks were victims of terrorist attacks by Democrats and their Klan supporters, including lynching, beating, rapes, and mutilation. And in fact, it says here that the Ku Klux Klan, it came from the Southern Democrat Party.
Just the facts.
Here's something else that's interesting. If you want to know how the way Catholicism has been fighting against racism and slavery, I can go back in history. Pope Paul III in 1537, this is 300 years before the Emancipation Proclamation by a Republican president. In 1537, he wrote a royal proclamation, this pope, saying, you can't own slaves. This is in 1537. Terry, the Catholic Church was way ahead of the curve. Here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Pope Innocent XI in 1676.
Mm-hmm.
He also proclaimed to Catholics, you cannot buy and you cannot sell black slaves. Because, Catholics were prohibited by papal proclamations to engage in this activity. So the church, Terry, was already speaking out against this over 300 years before Republican President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation.
I guarantee you Black Lives Matters will not point out that fact, Jesse. They'll omit that because, you know what, Jesse?
They probably don't know it, Terry. They've been taught in Marxist public schools.
Yeah, that's true.
Seriously, they wouldn't know this.
Yeah.
They've got revisionist history.
Yep.
But Terry, going back to Mayor de Blasio.
Yeah.
I almost said Emperor Nero. I meant to say Mayor de Blasio.
Exactly.
The article says here, the mayor announced that restaurants in the city will shortly be allowed to serve patrons outdoors. He says New York restaurants are part of what makes us the greatest city in the world. They've taken a hit in our fight against COVID-19, and there's no recovery without them, de Blasio said. But then he goes on to say churches are not slated to fully reopen until Stage 4 of the state's reopening program, along with schools, theaters, and entertainment revenues. So, Terry, according to de Blasio, restaurants are more important than churches.
Of course it is. When you don't believe in God, that makes sense. I can see that. And also, Jesse, did you talk about what happened when thousands of people gathered to mourn a funeral of a rabbi in Brooklyn in late April? De Blasio said the mass gathering was absolutely unacceptable. He threatened future religious gatherings with mass arrests. He said, my message to the Jewish community and all communities is simple. The time for warnings has passed. I've instructed the NYPD to proceed immediately to summons or to discuss, to basically arrest these people. Here's my question, Jess. What's the difference between that funeral for some Jewish people and what's happening with the protests? It's the same. So why does he have a different view? It's real obvious. The guy's prejudice. He doesn't want anything to do with God. I'll just say it. That's what I see.
Terry, you're just the proof is in the pudding.
It is. Read it. It's there.
De Blasio also said, he said, it says, Mayor de Blasio has already faced criticism for his treatment of houses of worship during the coronavirus pandemic, threatening mass arrests or even permanent closure of churches and synagogues that don't comply with his orders. Terry, this is horrifying.
We have to stand up
at the end of the article. It says this.
Yeah.
It says, at the end of a June 3rd press conference, de Blasio invoked the 1971 song Imagine
There's no heaven
by John Lennon.
Remember? No,
to discuss the situation in the city while saying, I don't mean to make light of this. Well, the song Imagine, the song imagines a more perfect world in which there is no heaven and no religion. That's what the song says.
That fits his metrics.
And so de Blasio said the song asks essential questions about a world where people got along differently. Are you kidding me?
Sick.
Terry, a world without the one true religion, the Catholic faith, that's given us, you know, the golden rule, capitalism, one nation under God, liberty from many one. That's what Catholicism has given the world. A world without the true religion, Catholicism, would be a world without the hope of heaven. It would be a jungle out here, Terry. What we're seeing right now on television, this would be all over the country. It'd be survival of the fittest. It'd be people walking around with shotguns and guns. It'd be like the movie The Purge or The Hunger Games.
Right.
If just look at a trailer of the movie The Purge or The Hunger Games, if you want to see which direction communism is trying to move our country towards.
Jesse, I feel compelled to pray for the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, that for his conversion, that he will meet Jesus Christ. Because the way he's going right now, Jess, objectively speaking, he is an enemy of Christ and an enemy of truth. So let's pray a Hail Mary for him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God. Pray for us sinners now, at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for this man's conversion. And Jess, I mean that. I want to see him in heaven.
Of course.
But what he's
by the way, also, St. Barnabas,
pray for us. He's our patron.
He's a patron saint today.
Yep.
And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be a Barnabas to all of you. We're trying to be, the word Barnabas means sons of encouragement. Terry and me are trying to be a Barnabas Monday through Friday.
Some people call us sons of thunder. All right, Jess.
As long as they don't call me another word.
I know.
Yeah.
Sons of okay.
And Terry, you know what it all comes down to?
Tell me, brother.
It all comes down to what Archbishop Vigano said in his letter to President Trump, and it all comes from New Testament Pauline theology.
Right.
You got two teams in the world, Terry.
That's it.
Sons of light and sons of darkness, and it's pretty evident what team de Blasio's in right now.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Attorney General William Barr and how he's been warning us of interference in our country from foreign governments. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com, code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Healthcare news today seems to be coming from everywhere and everyone. It's confusing, at least, and untrustworthy at the worst. Dr. Aceta is a faithful Catholic in the Kern County community. He is trustworthy, well-researched, and will only give expert opinion on matters in his own specialty. Catholic teaching at its entirety is of utmost importance to Dr. Aceta. Give Dr. Aceta a call for your obstetrics and gynecological needs at 661-695-6617.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
It's good to see that some people have common sense and objectivity. Mm-hmm. Attorney General William Barr and FBI Director Chris Wray, both of them are warning that foreign adversaries are attempting to exploit the George Floyd protests by sowing discord and inflame the violence that has stemmed from some of the demonstrations. In other words, foreign actors are trying to exacerbate the violence at the George Floyd protest. And
there's evidence of that, yeah.
Barr says, we have evidence that Antifa and other similar extremist groups, as well as actors of a variety of different political persuasions, have been involved in instigating and participating in the violent activity. And we're also seeing foreign actors playing all sides to exacerbate the violence. Barr said during a virtual media briefing on Thursday, I believe that we have evidence that some of the foreign hackers and groups that are associated with foreign governments are focusing in on this particular situation that we have here and are seeking to exacerbate it in every way they can. And Barr also stressed that people shouldn't think that countries that are hostile to the United States, that their efforts to influence the U.S. or weaken the U.S. or sow discord in the U.S. comes and goes with the election cycle. No, he says the Attorney General said these foreign actors are constantly trying to sow discord amongst our people. And there's a lot of disinformation that circulates that way.
Jesse, I just want to mention our friend Glenn Beck.
Oh, yeah.
He had a 45-minute YouTube. I watched not all of it, but my wife watched it all. And we were just like, wow. What he did, Jess, is he just laid out the actors. And he laid – go ahead, because you saw it also, Jess. Lay out what Glenn Beck said.
Yeah, I just saw it this morning, Terry. And it's he gave the history of these anarchists, of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And what he did in this – he's a good investigative reporter, first of all, his team. They always do good investigative reporting. What they demonstrate, Terry, is that everything – that Black Lives Matter is promoting, and Antifa, this is basically a wolf in sheep's clothing. It's communism and socialism being forced into our American culture. It's communism and socialism that's being foisted upon us, and they're just using the death of George Floyd as a front. It's just a cover, Terry.
Yeah.
Because when you go to the Black Lives Matter's website, It sounds basically just like the Marxist manifesto. In fact, I'm looking at the 45 list of communist goals here.
Yes.
And this is taken from a congressional record entered into the U.S. Congress on January 10th, 1963. It even has an appendix number that you can see. And here are some of the things that the communists have said. This is the way we will infiltrate the West. Here's one of many. Promote the United Nations as the only hope for mankind. Mm-hmm. Terry.
Oh, my God. That's happening.
Yeah.
Check, Mark. Check.
Check that one off.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Number 15. Yeah. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States and use them as operatives.
Check.
Check that one off.
Yep.
They've captured one, and they're trying to capture the next one.
Sure.
Here's the next one. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate their civil rights. Can you say Roe versus Wade?
You got it.
Can you say Obamacare? Can you say Obergefell versus Hodges? How about this one? Get control of the schools. Use the schools as transmission belts for socialism and current communism. Soften the curriculum. Get control of the teachers' unions.
Oh, my God.
And put party line in textbooks.
Check
that one off. How about this one, Terry? Use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which they don't agree with.
Of course.
Have you heard of Occupy Wall Street?
Exactly.
Black Lives Matter?
Yeah.
How about the Antifa?
Yep.
Check that one off.
Yep.
How about this one, Terry? Infiltrate the press. Infiltrate editorial writing and policy making decisions. Infiltrate local newspapers. Check that one off. How about this one? This communist infiltration. Gain control of key positions in radio, television, and motion pictures. Terry, 95% of the media is run by the left.
That's
Marxist
a fact.
Left.
That's a fact.
How about this one? Point 25. Break down the cultural American standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and television. Check that one off. Oh, look at this one, Terry. Point number 27
yep.
of the 45 points of how to infiltrate America. We know about this. This has been entered into the congressional record. Both parties know about this. This is, they all have this available to them. Point number 27. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion.
You got it.
Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not use religion as a crutch. Have we heard of can you say liberation theology movement? Can you say demythologizing? Can you say historical critical criticism method?
Yeah. Jesse, is this microphone on? What you just said in the last 3 minutes, it's actually like, wow, you're right. And you know, Jesse, in our article, a New York-based social network analysis company released a report Wednesday, this week, on how Chinese, Iranian, Russian state media are basically their state-backed social media accounts were looking to exploit the unrest to advantage their own agenda. And you know what, Jess, is really ironic? In Russia, they are known for stopping any investigative reporter in their country. They just arrest them if they don't like what they're saying. And so what are they saying right now? They're saying, hey, in America, you're supposed to protect us. We're supposed to have freedom of press. And I laugh at it because they're the same group that lets nobody do anything in their country. So this is state-run controlled media outlets and official public diplomacy accounts in China, all these, you know, Iran and Russia. Here's what's going on. China's primary goal appears to be to discredit the U.S. criticism of what they're saying about the crackdown in Hong Kong. You see how it's all being politicized, Jess? This is what's going on here.
Yeah, Terry, and also I'm going back to this this plan by the communists to take over this country.
They've been working on it.
Yeah, it's been nonstop. But right now it's the full court press.
Yeah.
And Terry, we've been warned, but even EWTN, which is kind of mainstream establishment media,
yeah, remember that?
They came out with a video called A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing.
Yeah, they pointed
it's called Communist and Socialism Invasion into Catholicism.
That's right.
I give them a lot of credit because
for that.
I didn't expect EWTN to put something, so edgy, so to speak, because it's absolutely true what they put out. But another thing, Terry, that they want to do is in this manifesto here, is once again, they have no problem using the young people to go out and promote violence. They want to make violence, Terry, something normal, something that is very American.
Right.
Now, protests are American, but not violence. Here's point 42. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition, that students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force violence to solve economic, political, or social problems. Again, can you hear Occupy Wall Street? How about Black Lives Matter or Antifa? This is exactly what's happening right now. Joseph Stalin exactly knew how to take down America. Joseph Stalin said this: America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. It's patriotism,
yep,
it's morality,
yep,
and it's spiritual life. If we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. Joseph Stalin, communist dictator.
Jesse, I've watched enough KGB agents that left communism and came to America. They're on YouTube. They're all over.
Yeah.
And they say exactly.
I'm glad they're talking, Terry.
They're talking and they're saying, you Americans are stupid. I like when he said that. Because you know what, Jesse? He's right. We've been duped on this. And I think what you just pointed out is an eye-opener for a lot of people. And it's just the truth. And here again, Jess, they're using this opportunity right now, this crisis in America, to try to change our lifestyle of freedom. And this is like an opportunity to do anything because right now they see it as the next. And this is what Glenn Beck said, Jess. The next 5 months up until this election, there's going to be so much disorder going on in the country. And we as Catholics, we as Christians, we people of good morals, we need to be praying for our country and also speaking up and not being silent, because what's happening is when evil abounds is when good people do nothing.
Terry, the video's called, I recommend people watch it this weekend.
I've got it right here on my phone.
It's called Insurrection USA by Glenn Beck. It's from The Blaze. Insurrection USA, it's about 40 minutes. He gives the whole history of how communists are their plan is to use American useful idiots in America, such as these groups that I've mentioned, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Occupy Wall Street, use anarchists.
Yep.
And these are godless kids that have no concept of the golden rule.
That's right.
And so they want to use the energy and the strength and the media savvy, the social media savvy of these young people to overturn this country and implement communism. You know why this is happening? I'll tell you why it's happening. Our Lady of Fatima predicted that this would happen.
He did.
And we're seeing the consequences of the rejection of Fatima. Lay people are called to do their part. Pray the daily rosary. Amen. Get on the team. Pray the daily rosary and live in a state of grace. That's what the Fatima message is. Live in a state of grace, which includes penance. And specifically, the mandate was to pray the daily rosary. If you're not praying the daily rosary, you're not on the team. Now, for the popes, God will deal with them. They're supposed to specifically consecrate Russia to Our Lady. I know the consecration has been done to the world. I get that. And I'm sure there's some power that's been unleashed or some grace.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we'll let God deal with them because they're the commanders. They're the generals. It says above my pay grade. I know what I'm called to do, Terry, and I'm going to do it every day till I drop dead. In other words, what I'm telling all you guys, before you die, leave it all out in the field, Catholics.
Amen. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Fatima message and also a beautiful prayer to the Virgin against what? The spirit of darkness is what we have right now. We need Our Lady to crush the head of the serpent. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be right back for the final segment. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time, because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family.
How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
August Queen of Heaven, pray for us. There's a powerful prayer that those of you that follow Father Ripperger's recommendations to be praying deliverance and exorcism prayers every night. In fact, him and his team of exorcists, they wrote a series of prayers a couple of years ago. The prayers are called Auxilium Christianorum. They're in my prayer book. I had got permission from Father to put them in my prayer book. Lord, prepare my hands for battle. Father Ripperger has his prayer book. It's right here. Deliver us prayers, prayers for use by the laity. Okay. These prayers have an emphasis on calling Mary to drive out the diabolical. And this one prayer that we're going to share with you right here, this is a prayer that Father Ripperger really leans on a lot. This one specifically, he leans on this one a lot personally, and he has all peoples that are seeing him for possession, called energumens, he has them saying this three times a day, 6 a.m., 12 noon, and 6 p.m., and he recommends that the rest of us that are not possessed, thanks be to God, that we should be praying this prayer every single day in the evening before we go to bed. And I'll tell you who backs up what Father Ripperger says about this prayer. Something very interesting. Cardinal Norberto Rivera, he's the cardinal from Mexico City, from the country of Mexico. And remember, the bishop or the cardinal of the diocese, he's the chief exorcist.
Yep.
Here's what he says about Mary. He calls Mary an exorcist. Here's what Cardinal Norberto Rivera says about the Blessed Virgin Mary. He says, quote, regarding the pivotal role of Mary in the battle against Satan, Mary brings us to Jesus. Mary protects us and cares for us in this difficult ministry. Mary also participates in exorcisms. Mary herself is an exorcist and expels the devil through her holiness. Close quote. That's a successor of the apostle, Cardinal Norberto Rivera, who just gave us the theology of Mary, Virgin Most Powerful. That's why we named this radio network over the power of who she is and what she has over the diabolical. And this prayer, that's you can get it from our show page.
Yep.
It's beautiful. It's part of the prayers that you pray every night in the Auxilium Christianorum that Father Ripperger recommends. And I think last time I talked to him, he says over 200,000 people, Catholics of the world, are doing these prayers every night now.
Jesse.
It goes like this.
Yeah, Terry, I want you to pray it, Jesse, because okay. I want the history of this prayer is awesome, too. Yes. I want that story to get in.
It says, August Queen of Heaven, sovereign mistress of the angels, thou who from the beginning has received from God the power and the mission to crush the head of Satan, we humbly implore thee to send thy holy legions.
Woo.
Remember, how much is one legion? 6,000 soldiers.
Wow.
Mary has legions.
Plural.
Okay. To send thy holy legions so that under thy command and by thy power. Notice that military language. That's why I think Father Carapi was called Our Lady the 12-star general.
Mm-hmm.
Under your command and by your power, they may drive the devils away everywhere, fight them, subduing their boldness and thrust them down into the abyss. That's a reference to hell. That's a Greek word for hell. O good and tender mother, thou will always be our love and hope.
O Divine Mother, send thy holy angels to defend me and drive far away from me the cruel enemy. Holy angels and archangels, defend us, keep us. Amen. By the way, this prayer is indulgenced by St. Pius X in 1908.
Yep.
Which basically means that if you've already fulfilled all the requisite requirements, you get an indulgence for saying this prayer. Terry?
Jesse, the history of this prayer is beautiful. On January 13th, 1864, Blessed Father Luis, Edward Luis, founder of the Congregation of the Servants of Mary, he died in 1868. Accustomed to the goodness of the Most Blessed Virgin, was suddenly struck by a ray of divine light. He saw devils. Check this out. Picture this, Jess. He saw devils scattered throughout the earth, causing inexplicable ravages. At the same time, he had a vision of the Most Blessed Virgin. This good mother told him that indeed the devils were let loose into the world and that the hour had come to pray to her as Queen of Angels, asking to send holy legions to fight and put an end to the powers of hell. Mother, said the priest, thou who are so good, could thou not send them without being asked? The answer, no, answered the Most Blessed Virgin. Prayer is a condition set by God himself to obtain graces. Jesse, how many times have you said prayer is a condition set by God himself to obtain graces? So Mother, replied the priest, wouldst thou teach me how one must pray to thee? And he received from the Blessed Virgin Mary the prayer, August Queen. Jess, is that an awesome story, brother? Because this touches my soul, because we're in that period right now where we need true devotion to Mary. That's the key right now.
And here's this one part that I think is going to be very good for people to understand the importance of why we have to pray. Mm. Look at what the Blessed Virgin Mary told this holy priest.
Oh, yeah.
He told him. Here it is. Prayer is a condition set by God himself to obtain graces.
You have to ask.
It comes from the Matthew 7:7 principle. Mm-hmm. Ask and you shall receive.
Amen.
If you're not asking, you're not going to receive. That's the condition Our Lady said that God has set up,
yes,
to obtain graces. Graces is what defends you and keeps you protected from the diabolical. If you're not asking in prayer, you're not going to receive the graces to stay freed and defended and strong against the diabolical. Here's a principle that Father Chad Ripperger teaches all his students. I'm one of his students, so it goes like this. It's very important to, if you understand this, you're going to understand a lot of spiritual warfare. It's going to make sense. Here it goes. Angels go where they are called. Demons go where they're not resisted. Mm. Let that sink in a little bit.
Good
because
principle.
Once that falls in your mind,
yeah,
once you digest that, it'll change your prayer life. I'm going to say it again. Angels go where they are called. Demons go where they're not resisted. Let me explain this, because this is going to fire Catholics, men, to say, I'm in. I'm going to pray for the rest. I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the principle that Father Ripperger teaches based on Matthew 7:7 and based on the revelation of Blessed Louis Seestack. Okay? Mary says, prayer is a condition set by God himself to obtain graces. Okay, in other words, here's what I'm getting at. You have to ask God. You have to supplicate, because that makes you humble and that makes you grow in holiness. So there's a reason why God wants us to ask, because it makes you act like a child, childlike faith and humility, which are the virtues that gets you to heaven. Now, the angels are just waiting. They're just like, come on, Terry, come on, Jesse, ask me. They're waiting,
yep,
because the Bible says in Revelation chapter 8 and 5 that the angels carry our prayers to heaven. That's biblical.
Yep.
They carry our prayers to heaven like incense. So they're waiting for you to open your mouth and your heart and pray to God so they can take your prayers to heaven and they can obtain graces for you. Now, so Terry's always saying this, and it's theologically right. Hey, employ your angel.
Yeah.
They're just waiting.
Exactly.
You have to call upon them in prayer. Now, the demons, Father Ripperger says, and all the other exorcists that teach on this, mm-hmm, quite opposite. They don't They're always attacking a full court press. They're always coming after you. You don't have to ask them. They're always attacking you and tempting you and bombarding you with evil images and evil thoughts. The only way you can be protected, like Our Lady told this priest, you have to resist them. And the only way to resist them is by prayer. Because prayer, theologically speaking, it's like the sword of the Spirit. What does a sword do? A sword of the Spirit, Ephesians chapter 6. What does a sword do? Hebrews chapter 4. It cuts and it slices the spirit and marrow and bone and soul. So what are demons? They're spirits. What is prayer? The sword of the Spirit. Prayer is an offensive weapon against demons. It has an offensive nature to it. If you're not praying, you're not driving them away because they're doing a full court press on you. Right. Also, prayer, it has a defense. It sets up a defensive perimeter around you and around your house. It's a defensive weapon as well, just like the shield is. The shield is a defensive weapon that St. Paul talks about. And remember, how did the Israelites defend themselves against the angel of death? They put the blood of the Lamb on their doorposts. So what is the blood of the Lamb? A sacramental life, a life of calling Jesus in spiritual communion. That's what keeps your house alive, where the Sacred Heart is installed in your house. That's what keeps your house defended from the diabolical, much like the Israelites had their house defended by the angel of death by the blood of the Lamb. Terry?
Jesse, and in your prayers, ask Jesus Christ for more faith every day. Because if you do that, your prayer life will grow. Your faith in Jesus Christ will grow. Your holiness will grow. But many times people forget, ask you and you shall receive. Ask Jesus Christ for more faith. And one more action item, because it's an attack on the family. Can I give some advice, gentlemen and ladies? Renew your marriage vows often. Okay, why? Because you're not going to last because you're tough. You're going to last because you have the power to renew that marriage vow. That's how your marriage will stick in times like we're in right now, where the attacks on the family are tremendous. Jesse, the idea of what prayer does, I say the unemployment rate four guardian angels is way too high. Put them to work.
You're theologically precise.
Well, that's what I've learned. Now, here's what I want to ask everybody to do. We have the five stones of David. Jess, you got me fired up today.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're in a war, and I'm not going to sit on the sidelines, Jess, and I hope you folks don't sit on the sidelines. Employ your weapons. Bring your rosary out.
Right.
Pray it every day. Go ahead, Jess. Hit it.
Yeah, I'll say that saying from Father Ripperger that he teaches. He's been teaching it for 15 years.
Yeah.
Angels go where they are called.
Right.
Demons go where they're not resisted.
Yep.
If that downloads into your mind, it's going to change your prayer life.
Absolutely.
You have to call. That's what Our Lady told this holy priest.
Yep.
That's the way God has set up the economy of grace. Matthew 7:7. Ask and you shall receive. You don't got to ask demons. They're constantly like lions on the prowl. Pray your rosary every day or you're not on the team. Go to Mass as often as possible. Go sign up for a holy hour once a week. Go pray visits in the Blessed Sacrament. Read your Bible every day. Don't make excuses. And start implementing a life of prayer, fasting, and penance. At the very least on Fridays. And go to confession. If you're in a state of grace, stay in a state of grace by going to confession once a month at least. Make an act of contrition every night. Ask God, Lord, give me the grace to make a good act of contrition so your venial sins are remitted before you go to sleep. Terry?
I hope to see you tonight for our special Mass for our priests here at the Sacred Heart Chapel. There will be confession before Mass. And again, this is every Thursday here at the Sacred Heart Chapel, our Center for Virgin Most Powerful Radio. It's 126 South 5th Street in Covina, California. May God richly bless you. And you know what? What state should you be living in, Jess?
State of grace.
All right. And that state, don't go to confession. God love you.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.